Hi there, Remy. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, answer any questions you have, and also to apply a very reduced rate for your young business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, good. Good morning.
Good. Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, I know that Tara does a really good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Remy, did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
Not at the moment. I just, she
Yeah.
already explains to me everything, so.
Right. So, you are a young company, so you actually qualify for reduced pricing. In fact, the new business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's a very significant savings, actually a little over 50% off the normal cost of the service. And every month that you choose to use the service, that reduced rate will stay with you. Okay, so you'll save $200 a month. It'll bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And that would in fact be the exact amount, Remy. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. Of course, you're not paying for leads or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. People who need your services will simply find your company as a top option when they do a search for the keywords related to the services you provide. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that flat rate. So, you're not paying a percentage of your profits, you're not paying per click or call or job. Now, Tara says it's you and a partner. Do you guys have a crew as well? How much more work are you able to take on at this point?
Well, we just finished yesterday a job,
Oh, okay.
and it was around like $10,000 job, not too much.
Nice.
We just
Gotcha.
so yeah, a lot of people they call us, and
Right. Yeah, it's
we
better to get
if I have
calls.
work, yeah, if I have a lot more work, then I can bring more people, no
Yes,
problem.
okay, gotcha. That was my question. So you can take on more work if you need to get more people to help you with that work, you can do that.
Oh yeah,
And
of course.
keep in mind, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle, but it will get you a steady stream of phone calls from people who need your services. And of course, when they call you, they're calling you directly. They're calling you specifically, and they're calling you for a good reason. They saw something that they like. Now, you don't currently have a website. We would want you to have a website. I mean, we would want to make sure that we can showcase the work that you do, before and after photos, that type of thing, and of course, talk about the different services that you provide. Do you have any photos of the work that you've done, like before and after
Well,
photos?
yes, I
You
have a
do.
lot,
Okay,
and I'm
good.
working. I'm working through, opening a website with whatever we do, and all the projects before and after.
So you're trying to
And
build a website now.
yes, that's the thing. If you guys give me like a week or two,
Well,
hopefully I can be done with this, and then because yeah, of course I want to be in front of like a Google page.
you
You know what I mean?
do. Okay. So that's the important thing. You want to be on that first page of Google. And even if you have a website, if people don't see it, it's not going to help you. So you understand the importance of being on that first page. Now, this is a position that we are actively filling today, meaning that Tara's job this morning is to help me find the one company that we'll work with. And once we find that company, we actually close out the category. Now, if you're working
I
on your own
understand.
website, we can promote that website when it's completed, but it won't hold you back from taking advantage of this opportunity. In fact, if your website's going to be more than a week, I would do a landing page for you at no additional cost. It takes about 3 or 4 days for us to complete. Now, that landing page is sometimes called a micro website. It's a one-page website, but it's still very user-friendly, conversion-driven. It will still have photos of the work that you do. We just need you to email us those photos, and we'll build that landing page for you, like I said, in about 3 or 4 business days. I mean, it's $199 a month. The landing page is included, and it's not just for Google. It's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, all the content that Google wants to see. I mean, if we can do the landing page for you now, and then promote your website in a week or two when it is completed. You'll already have the placement. You'll already have the directory submissions, the verified Google listing. So everything will be set up already. And then when your website is completed, whether it's a couple of weeks out or a couple of months out, it's a very easy switch for us to promote that website. But is that something that you would want for your business, being that we're filling this position
today?
Yes,
of course.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And how much you said I have to pay per month?
It's actually $199. You save $200 off the normal cost of the service. Otherwise, without the new business rate, the normal cost is $399. So I'm basically cutting the rate in half, because we want to make this affordable for young companies. I mean, there are no long-term contracts, right? But we know that our clients stay with it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So for young companies, we try to make it as affordable for them as we can. And that $199, though, is an exact amount. It is also a fixed flat rate, so it will never go up, no matter how long you choose to use the service. And it's easy to budget for. One thing that Tara attached here was a home advisor or an Angie Leads profile. I know that's a very different service, Remy. That's a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. That can get pretty expensive. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying
not
for
anymore.
Leads?
Not anymore.
Okay, gotcha. No. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, with that, you had to pay for the lead and chase down the lead, and
well,
sometimes they don't even answer.
Yeah, and, you know, they send me 30 people, and then from 30
right.
people, you know, only 3 people, you know,
are actually looking to get somebody.
Tire
kickers, you know, window shoppers. They're looking for an estimate.
Yes.
They're not serious about hiring anybody. Yeah, and when businesses have to pay for the lead no matter what, you know, those lead fees out of...
Yeah, they charge you $40, $30.
Wow, every time. Yeah. So, I mean, with us, you know, it's the fixed flat rate. Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, the best part about your business, like you said, you can get guys to help you out. When you have more work, you can get more guys. And, I mean, everyone Googles it, right? That's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And it is the real power of this listing. When people do not know who to call, they trust Google. And when your company is on that first page, you'll get those phone calls. You'll be able to take on that work. Even though you're a young business, you know, word of mouth for you is hard to come by at this point. Traditional word of mouth, you just haven't been around long enough for people to have used your services and then recommend you to someone else. But when they Google when they Google services that you provide and your company pops up, that's a new client. And that new client then becomes a traditional word of mouth stream for you, as they can then start to recommend you to their friends and family. So it's going to help you to grow your young business. You can certainly easily compete with the bigger, well-established companies when we get you on that first page. So, I mean, you know, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up on that search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map or from individual directories or even from the website. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So if I'm going to start right now this with you guys, are you guys going to send me an email and I can send you some pictures and whatever?
So correct. What we would do is we would schedule what's called a client interview. It's a follow-up call from one of our technicians. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestion. So we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You can email us photos so we can build out that website. And then once your website is up and active online, and like I said, it'll only take about 3 or 4 business days. Once your website is complete, it will stay active on the internet, even if we add more photos. Now, like I said, you're going to get that detailed reporting and tracking system, but one of the other things that you can do, right through your client dashboard, you can upload additional photos or request content changes. So as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos or even more videos, and then we can add those photos and videos to your website later on down the road, no additional cost. Now, of course, the goal of the website that we would build would just be as a placeholder. Like you said, if you're actively working on that website and if it's only a couple of weeks out, you know, we would be able to easily switch to promoting your website when it is completed. But a lot of our clients do perfectly well with the one-page website that we build. As long as it's on the first page and people can see it, you can get those phone calls.
Awesome. Good to know. So Now the next step is going to be the payment, right?
Yeah, I just want to verify a little bit of information first. I have it as Remy Construction, and that's how you would want the company to appear online.
No, my wife, we just opened, so that was the first time when it was Remy Construction. And then my wife, we just built the LLC.
Okay. So that's great, because obviously this is a wonderful time to rebrand the business name, since, again, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, almost 70 different destinations and directories will be created for your company. All of them are equally important to Google and Bing. All of them, of course, talking about your services and your service area and the new business name. So how did you want your company to be branded now?
The business name, whatever we choose, it was Remy Remodeling.
Nice. Yeah. Speaking more to the services that you provide, right? The remodeling services,
yes.
Kitchen, bathroom, flooring.
Everything.
Wonderful.
Painting, molding, doors, windows, everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. If it's a service that you provide, we'll make sure that you pop up for those different services. So I've got that as Remy Remodeling now. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, the 602-617-6475, that's
yes.
the number that you would want your customers to call, right? That's
yes.
the business number.
Yes.
And Remy, is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It
Correct.
Is. Perfect. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
You can. Wonderful.
Yeah, of course.
Wonderful. Of course. I mean, it pretty much has to be, right, these days. The reason that we ask, you know, on the website that we'll build for you, most of the time you'll just get direct phone calls. People will call you directly. But there will be a contact form on there, and if they fill out that contact form, let you know where they're located and what they're looking to have done, you'll get a text message and an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. Anything that they type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website as well. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden but still attached to that contact form. What is a good email address, Remy, either for you or for your company?
We just built another one right now, so let me just get to it 1 second.
Sure.
It's going to be altogether remyremodeling@gmail.com.
Perfect. So the name of the business at gmail.com. Certainly we can list that physically on the website for people to see. And then when we contact you, Remy, we will use phone, we'll use text, we'll sometimes use email, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But do you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Good, or messages, you know, it doesn't matter.
Gotcha.
I'm all the time with my
Perfect.
Phone in my hand.
Perfect. And then, Remy, what is your last name?
It's Balacianu, B-A-L-A-C-E-A-N-U.
Was the first letter B like boy, D like David, or yeah, V like Victor?
Yeah.
B like boy?
B.
Okay. The call is breaking up just a little bit. And did you say that was B-A-L-A, and then was it C-E-A?
Yes,
N-I-O?
No, N-U.
Oh, N-U. Okay. Yeah, at the very end there, it broke up just a little bit. And then, Mr. Balasiano, I wanted to ask you about the physical address that I actually saw on the Angie leads, because you're service-based, right? And you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not an address that we would actually be promoting for your business online, right?
Of course not. I put it on that one because I didn't know better, though.
Oh, the 3207 Falcon Grove Drive, though, is that a home address? Is that a residence?
Yeah, it's my residence.
It is. Okay. And, you know, that's why I'm asking, because Google knows that, you know, most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office, since you don't see any customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So they'll just list your city and state, not any physical street address, okay? Now, the other thing that I wanted to do here for you, because I know that you said that you were using before the Home Advisor or Angie leads, and of course it didn't work out for you, you do though still have an active profile page, meaning my guess is obviously you paid the annual membership fee not more than a year ago. Now, obviously my company has nothing at all to do with Angie leads or with Home Advisor. We certainly can't wear a black eye for what went wrong there, but what we can do is do right by your company. Of course, get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time, but I also want to make this as affordable to you as I possibly can. Now, there's a promo code in our system here, if I can just find it. Oh, there it is. I'm going to add this promo code to your profile here, and it's for someone who is currently or has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does is it allows me to reduce the cost of the one-time setup fee. Now, the one-time setup fee can be as high as $299 because of all the content that we have to create. And I might normally take off, you know, 20-30%, but because I know that you had such a bad experience and how expensive the service is that you were using before, I actually want to take off, you know, 2/3, 66% off of that $299, take $199 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $100, and it only does attach to that very first month. Of course, every month after that, it would drop down to that flat rate of the $199. Now, like I said, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call. And the other thing that I'll do now to secure the listing for Remy Remodeling, and this is required of us, it's to read what's called a voice verification. Remy, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee. That will include the website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question, Remy. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me just a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So, Remy, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." Remy, it says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to be branded online?"
The name of the company is going to be Remy Remodeling.
Okay, that's okay. I've got that as Remy Remodeling. And then, Remy, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Valentino Remy, and What else would you say?
You're the owner of the business, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm the owner of the business.
Of course, of course. And then, Mr. Valenciano, as the owner of Remy Remodeling, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, right.
Of course, of course. And you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Remy, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. Now, Remy, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to call you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, even coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Valenciano, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. And like you said, you've got your phone all the time. So that's going to be great. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, especially with the rebranding of the new business name, we'll make sure that all of your business information online does in fact stay accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, of course.
Perfect, yeah. We will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of the information online still is accurate. Now, with the reduction in both the subscription cost, with the reduction of the one-time setup fee, with us including that landing page at least as a placeholder for you, this next part reads as follows. It says the payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 27th of April, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. And when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 27th of the month at the further discounted rate of exactly $199. Once again, Remy, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, there's no lead fees either. Of course, the calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost as long as we need to. And again, like I said, when your website is completed, if you decide to finish that website, it would be easy for us to switch over to promoting that new website. Now, it is an at-will service, so that does mean if at any time after the second payment, if you find you've got more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can even pause the service seasonally if you want to. And, of course, you can discontinue the service altogether at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Remy, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Valenciano, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, Remy, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be my Visa for now.
And, Remy, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
No, it's my name.
Any middle initial on that particular card?
Yes. So it's gonna be well, my full name is Remus, R-E-M-U-S.
Okay, R-E-M-U-S.
Yes.
And then is there a middle initial too?
Yeah, A.
A, like Apple? Okay.
Yes.
And then, Remy, you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number, sir, whenever you are.
Can you give me just a few seconds?
Oh, sure, no problem.
Hello, sir.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, I was in the bank depositing money in my account.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. So I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar as well. And just so you know, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that follow-up call. And then that Visa card, Remy, if you want to read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay, it's 4867.
Yes, sir.
9669.
Okay.
0956. 5091.
And then the expiration month and year?
826.
You said 08 of 26?
Well, that's the expiration date.
The expiration is 08 of 26?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
687.
Okay, so I've got 687 on the back of the card, and then August or 08 of 2026, the expiration date?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And was the card itself 4867, 9669, 0956, 5091?
Yes.
And does that bill at the 3207 Falcon Grove Drive, 78247?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Remy, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Can you repeat the... I didn't hear you for a second.
Oh, so if you'll receive in about a minute through our automated system your confirmation email, and that email does have the client support phone number on it. It's got the hours of operation on there, the email for client support as well. So you'll get all of that by way of email, but if you have a pen handy or if you want to store it on your phone, I would be happy to give you that information now.
Okay, I can write it down right now on
yeah.
my phone.
Yeah, perfect. That's what I do. I just put stuff in the notes on my phone. The toll-free
okay.
number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. And if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And then, Remy, of course, you will receive that confirmation email with that information in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll actually also receive that link by direct text message, and you might even receive that text message.
I just got it right now.
You got it already. Okay. Yeah, so if you open up the text message, it goes where we need it to go. If you open up the invoice email, of course, the invoice is at the bottom, and in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. But once you open that up, it's talking about the services that we'll provide for you. Of course, optimizing your Google business profile. We will also mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you, and like I said, we'll keep it up and active and optimized and updated as long as we need to. And then when you're ready, just let us know that you've got another website for us to promote. I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you scroll down, you'll see the text message or the SMS ready number of 602-617-6475. We just want you to verify that that is a mobile number that you have access to, but please do not click the box below it. That would be to opt out of SMS or text messages, and we certainly want to be able to send you those text messages when necessary. If you scroll all the way down, though, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it, there's another one of those little boxes. This one, though, says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either type in or copy and paste Remus A. Balaciano. So it's exactly as the name appears there with the middle initial of A. It's case sensitive, so the R, A, and B need to be capitalized with a space around the middle initial. If you copy and paste the whole thing, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got Remus A. Balaciano in that long box, just click on the box below it that says confirm signature. Now that does a few things. It actually allows us to verify your business is active, to send out that Google PIN card. It lets us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. And of course it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed rate, that we've reduced both the subscription cost, the setup fee, included the website, etc. Now Remy, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password.
Yep.
It looks like, okay. So first of all, you don't have to worry about doing that right now. The reason that it's asking you to do that is this will be the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's asking you to log into your account. If you did, in fact, put in a username and password, I'm pretty sure at this point it would just give you an error message because your dashboard hasn't been created yet. I can give you, though, the username. There's no password generated just yet, but the username is just the phone number we're speaking on, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It does, though, include the area code. So your username is 602-617-6475, just the numbers. In the next couple of days, once your client dashboard is activated, you'll get by text and email the username and your password. Like I said, don't worry about that right now. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. It might be too short of notice, but I think I might be able to get the 11 o'clock this next hour. There's also a 12, a 1, and then a 4 o'clock. We're booked out for 5 and 6 this afternoon. Did you want something as early as 11 or as late as 4, somewhere in the middle there?
It can be, you know, It's somewhere close to 4 o'clock.
Four? Okay. Looks like the four is booked out too just now. There's a 3 o'clock. It would be about 3:15 to 3:45. It's a 1 hour window and the call takes about half an hour.
Okay.
So we'll schedule it at 3. Like I said, the call will get to you a few minutes after 3, get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30, 3:45. You'll receive a reminder email at 2 o'clock that the call is scheduled for 3, and I'll send you right now a calendar invite just to your email. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it has your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, on the support@localsplash.com email, you can send anything and everything there. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. If you do, though, please reference your phone number or your username, which are basically the same thing, and that way we can easily forward that content to the right department. But when you do your client interview this afternoon, they will also give you the photos at localsplash.com email address, so you can email the photos team directly. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get your business on the first page of Google. And like I said, take your time finishing out the website. We'll have a landing page in as a placeholder as long as we need to, but we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and then earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, wonderful to speak with you, and we're excited to do it. I really appreciate your kindness and your patience, and you definitely prefer Remy, right? Not Remus?
Yeah, Remy. Well, when I got married 15 years ago, my wife started calling me Remy.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful story. But before that, you went by Remus until your wife called you Remy?
My parents, you know, I'm from Romania.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I have a little bit of accent. I speak five languages. So
I bet.
I speak Romanian, I speak Spanish, I speak, English now. I speak Portuguese and a little bit
yes.
of French.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a great story. But we'll make sure that I've got it in the notes here that you prefer Remy. Everything, of course, gets sent out as the name on the card, Remus A. Balaciano, but we'll make sure that we refer to you as Remy. That's great. My wife has a couple of nicknames for me, but no one else uses them. All right. Well, Remy, it's a real pleasure speaking with you. It's going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call a little bit later on, but you have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Remy. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.